This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we go to the pitch and we bring to you FC Dallas forward, Logan Farrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Now, your nickname of the Big Dog, please tell me other people gave that to you and you didn't call yourself the Big Dog.
No, of course not. I did not call myself that. That was given to me, so... Don't worry about that.
Do you remember how it was given to you?
Well, it actually started back when I was in college. There was a couple of us on our team that called each other big dogs just as a joke. And I think the social media team here got wind of it, and they just kind of ran with it from there, and it stuck.
Do you also bark at people on the pitch?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I just wanted to make sure.
That being said, though, you got a forward running down the field. He's coming at the net, and then all of a sudden, goalie hears him barking. That's got to be a little intimidating if that was to happen, though.
It might put him off a little bit. Maybe I should try that.
See?
Okay, we're helping.
Next match, let's go.
All right, now, speaking of your last match, this is why I would make a terrible teammate. You scored the only goal, and obviously y'all lost to the Chicago Fire. Do you go into the locker room and say, I did my job?
No, not at all. You win as a team, you lose as a team, no matter if you're on the field or not. Sometimes it's easy to think like that, but I think overall, like, these guys have had my back more than times than I can count, so I just got to do my job, and we win as a team, we lose as a team. It's as simple as that.
Were you surprised at all by how the home opener played out? Not to say that Chicago's not a good team or anything like that, but you guys had opened up heavy underdogs against Houston, got the win, had a draw against Colorado, and it felt like the stage was set for a really huge home opener.
Yeah, I agree. I think the first two games we played really well, especially with the new staff and a lot of new guys on the team. And I think that kind of was the feeling. There was like a tension in the air that we should come in and we should kind of have a little bit of a rout during the game. And to be honest, I think that the chances were there. I think for the first 70, 75 minutes, we were all over them. And we could have put maybe a couple more away than we did. And that would have changed the game and maybe we get 3 points. But I think overall we played pretty well for most of the game. If we can just carry that for 90 minutes, I think we'll be okay.
We talk a lot about this, Logan, about the comparison in sports and the physicality of each sport. I think Kevin and I both agree, like, in soccer, you got to be able to run. Conditioning is a key. But the physicality of the sport, where would you rank that part of it compared to other sports in the world?
That's a tough question. I think it's a good question, though, because I think a lot of people think that soccer is not a very contact sport or low contact, but a lot of things, if you're just watching the ball, you don't see a lot of off the ball fighting with defenders, or as you're running, someone's pushing you off the ball. So, but I would say it's definitely behind like football, hockey, definitely above baseball and basketball, I would say. Maybe basketball's even with it.
Okay.
I'd say it's probably even with basketball, because I know basketball is pretty physical as well.
It didn't sound like you thought that for just a second, though.
I had to think about it. I haven't played in a while.
Okay. Do you think another part, and this might just be my opinion here, do you think another part of sometimes why people don't think soccer is physical enough is if you get kicked in the shin, somebody will act like their leg has actually been sawed off?
That hurts, dude.
I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but yeah. Not every time a player is blown out his ACL when he falls to the ground.
No, I agree. I think there's a lot of extra stuff, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say I haven't done that before, because I have. But I agree. In the game, that definitely does. Some people, it turns them the wrong way. But I think the worst is when, like, people don't get touched and they act like they do. Yeah. That's the worst for me.
Which one hurts more, though, getting kicked in the shin or one of those razor scooters swinging around and hitting you in the shin?
Oof. I don't know. The razor scooter is pretty bad, to be honest.
It is terrible, Kevin.
Is that right?
Have you never been hit in the shin with a razor scooter?
I guess maybe
all right,
not.
That's what we're doing on Friday. We're bringing one up to you. Oh. To the studio, and I'm going to get you.
Thanks.
That brings back memories from the childhood right there.
Yeah. It does. All right. It does. So I am curious, because of where you're from, are you a Packers fan?
I would say by association. To be honest, I'm not a big football fan.
Okay.
But by association, I will stand with my state.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Even though you play for FC Dallas, you don't want to defect to the Cowboys or anything like that?
No, I'm not going to defect. I'm not enough of a football fan to change teams.
Okay. Now, in terms of general...
Do you have a baseball team in Wisconsin?
Oh.
The Brewers in Wisconsin. I've been to quite a few Brewers games. Yeah. But also, again, I'm not a big baseball fan either.
Okay.
We like to ask athletes this sometimes when we get an opportunity. If you were like the chairman of all sports for some reason, is there any particular thing that you would like to change?
There is. I've thought about this, actually.
Okay.
It's not just one thing. It's a couple things, actually. But it's all in the same thing. I would have referees communication, like on the field, be broadcasted live. You can hear what referees are telling the players, and you can hear what the players are telling the referees. And then after the game, I think referees should have a press conference to be held like to similar standards as the players. Because I think that would, if people can hear everything you're saying to refs, yeah. I think a lot of abuse towards the refs would go away. But I also think refs would have to be held accountable at the same time.
Is there something that pops into your mind that you're like, I'm really glad that's not a thing yet, because I feel bad about these couple things that I said to a ref?
There's probably been a few times, but... In the past, I've gotten a lot better in the past couple of years about just kind of minding my own business, you know, just control what I can control. And I can't control the refs. So
now we talked about a disappointing home opener. You guys are back at home Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Toyota Stadium in Frisco. Can you give us a little scouting report for Vancouver or anything that you guys have been working on in training?
Yeah, I think Vancouver's had a hot start to the season. I know I just saw yesterday, I think, that they have the most touches in the box out of any team in the MLS so far, because they're very good at just putting crosses in the box. They fight a lot. They're very scrappy, and they get a lot of touches because they work very hard. They get a little bit of luck here and there, and that's how they create their goals. So I think a big thing for us going into this weekend is just being able to match their energy and have some fight in us and push back against them and not let them kind of get the luck.
Well,
don't let them make their own luck with those kind of touches.
They are 3-0-0, and I would like to see one of those O's, particularly the middle one, go away on Saturday night.
Me too. I think it's coming.
Oh, heck yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate the time, and whenever you want to start rooting for the Cowboys, just let us know.
Check back in a year.
Okay, all right, let's go. Logan Farrington, ladies and gentlemen, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.